Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 16th of December, recording at 9:29 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first a quick look at the highlights here today. The Asian stock market indices, well, they were quiet, mostly a fraction easier, although the Hong Kong Hang Seng Index has been weaker, as it was yesterday, eroding some support, and that was down 1.33% today. The European stock markets had negligible changes. I mean, we were really seeing percentage changes, little up, little down, and less than a quarter of a percent in most instances. Wall Street closed with modest gains. The S&P 500 index is at 1242.87. That's up 0.62 of a percent today. NASDAQ Composite up 20 points, Dow up 42. So modest gains. Now, this is interesting because the long-dated government bond prices in the U.S. have firmed a little bit today. Now, they've just been battered relentlessly here, pushing the prices down to seven-month lows and yields, therefore, up to seven-month highs. So a little steadier here today. The U.S. 30-year long bond is currently up 27.30 seconds. And it's quoted in 30 seconds. Now, in currencies, the dollar is a little bit easier today. We've got the euro up slightly at 132.36, sterling up slightly at 156.32. Not much going on, though. It's kind of a quiet period here right now. And that dollar easing has not helped the precious metals, which are down today. Gold is down just over 11, trading at 1369.5. Platinum, 1698. It's off the lows. Well off the lows, but I say easier prices. And that's true for most commodities. Exceptions, lumber's strong again. I should have stayed with my long position. New recovery high for this move in the lumber prices. What else? Corn slightly higher. Wheat eased again. I bought a little bit more on that move. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, in terms of stock markets, it's pretty steady action overall, although there are definitely some shifts. The front runners, which earlier in the year, which had become very overextended, the markets that really took off when Wall Street and so many of the other developed country markets were down around their July lows and and then August lows, the markets that took off were the ASEAN group, and they just ran to the upside, barely pausing for breath. And so they became very overextended relative to their trend mean, their medium-term trend mean, represented by the rising 200-day moving averages. So they're in a ranging mean reversion phase, and I'll be surprised if we don't get some retracement, some further retracement of gains by some of those indices, because after such big strong gains and a bit of a loss of momentum, which they've definitely seen in the last month or more, usually you do get some weakness. But I don't think I don't feel that there are any grounds for a bloodbath here in these markets. That's the more important point, really. And Wall Street's relative strength is impressive. It's been particularly, and this has come on in the last couple of months, and It helped with the US elections, and it got a big boost when the tax cuts, the Bush tax cuts, were extended in that so-called compromise deal. So the mood in terms of the business community and the financial community has improved. And you see it in the percentages. For instance, the S&P is up 11.5% on the year. These are all percentages in dollars now that I'm going to quote. And the NASDAQ composite is up over 16%, nearly 16.25% on the year. These are solid gains. Now they are bested within the region by Canada, up 18%, Mexico up 24%, and then the runaway winners in that South American zone are the little ones, Peru, Colombia, Chile. Now, in Europe, that S&P's, well, comparing that compared to that 11.5% gain for the S&P, in Europe we see the FTSE 100 up just over 5%, and that's mainly due on to the miners, and which are not really UK companies, although they're listed in an important weighting in the FTSE 100. There are a number of markets in the minus column within Europe, particularly those with the sovereign debt problems. But even France is down 8.75 on the year, and Germany, which is a relative powerhouse, is up just under 9% on the year. So that's I think that's really quite interesting. If we look at Asia, Japan has improved, up 8.25%. Hong Kong's weakness, it's still got a positive position on the year, but it's only 3.34%. Australia up 8.17%. For bigger gains, you've got to go to Thailand, up 55%, Indonesia 48%. And India, which has slipped recently, but is still up 17% in here. So, okay, statistics can be very boring if you keep on repeating or extending the number covered, but you get the picture. It's not a bad year overall for the stock markets, and nor should it be, because markets started the year on quite competitive valuations. Corporate earnings are quite good. The monetary stimulus has been very strong, particularly coming from the Fed, and then that gets spread all around the world, as we know, and where central banks have been raising short-term interest rates. They're still negative, in other words, below the rate of inflation in the countries concerned. We've also seen equities get some support from the bond market sell-off that we've seen to date. There has not been a US dollar currency crisis. As a matter of fact, currency markets are really quite steady at the moment, and nor has there been a euro crisis. There's a euro zone sovereign debt crisis for sure, but even that's been papered over for a while, far from resolved, as we know. But it's to say it's been papered over for a little longer as they cobble together the latest loans. So we're sort of becalmed here in what is not a bad environment overall, and I think probably people are sort of heading for their holidays. I don't think it'll be this quiet right through the 31st of the year, because we usually get some gyrations in the thin markets. This environment is still okay for equities. You know my view on the problems that are building up, and The bond market has been confirming my suspicions that we will see inflationary problems. I've got an interesting article that I'll be posting shortly today, later after this broadcast. Fed Governor Hoenig, who has been sort of described as the contrarian on the Fed. In other words, he doesn't approve of Bernanke's latest QE package and fears a more rapid buildup of inflation. Bernanke and the other Fed governors counter that they can move well in time to cut the inflation off. Well, that's quite possibly true. They should have an opportunity to do that, but they may not want to, and their masters in the White House may not want them to. Because for me, the gamble here is will the U.S. economy gain sufficient traction over the next few years so that it can withstand the next round of monetary tightening? Now, that's a big if. And I have my doubts about that. We will see, and it's not an immediate problem. It's definitely one for the future. Meanwhile, you and I have got to deal with the environment that we have, and how do we actually make money in here? Well, stock markets is one. Shorting bonds when they rally. Bond market, has steadied here. I would love to see it steady further with long-dated yields coming down, prices up, and I would happily commence shorting once again. The commodity area, I think, is still attractive. Bernanke's policies should ensure that precious metals move higher than might have otherwise been the case. Before rising short-term interest rates eventually choke off this secular bull market somewhere probably well down the road. Meanwhile, in the short term, these precious metals are still getting some mean reversion. And that was something that was predictable and predicted here. And prices have been really quite steady against that background. And I think are likely to remain so. What I've described somewhat melodramatically is the battle royal here regarding the dollar-yen rate. It seems the Japanese weaken the yen in their trading hours and in the early hours of European trading. Then they all go to bed, and the yen appears to strengthen a bit against the dollar. In the U.S. trading hours, but here we are, 84.02 at the moment. I think this is just ranging here in a sort of 82 to 84 and a half range prior to an upward break by the dollar against the yen. I'm talking in my book, of course, but I think if you look at the chart pattern, you can see that it's not an outrageous forecast. Crude oil. Has eased a little bit further in here today, 87.84. That's good news in terms of bond markets and also equity markets. As you know, in my opinion, the overwhelmingly great biggest threat to stability in here would be another spike in the price of crude oil. I certainly expect higher crude oil prices at some stage next year, but how quickly will they move up? How much ranging will take place? Or what if I'm wrong? Then that would be better for bonds. So on. Lots of interesting things going on here, and we're monitoring it every day, every inch of the way on the graphs and commenting on it for you and coming up with trading and investment ideas. I will review my top 10 personal equity investment portfolio quite soon, certainly before the end of the year, quite possibly next week. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.